When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 127, How to Change Your Life in 2016 by Karan Bajaj of KaranBajaj.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hey, 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 welcome to Optimal Living Daily or the old podcast at oldpodcast.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the California native who isn't a fan of the beach, believe it or not. And I'm here to simply read to you so you can give your eyes a break for a change. And I'm back with an author that I first introduced back in episode 109, and that's Karan Bajaj. He's a best-selling Indian novelist, with two of them being optioned into major films. And he has a new book coming out that's based on his real-life experience when he and his wife took a sabbatical from their jobs to travel from Europe to India by road without possessions and learn yoga and meditation in the Himalayas for a whole year. The book's coming out in May. It's called The Yoga of Max's Discontent, and he's got an amazing promotion right now if you pre-order it. You'll get access to his meditation course, a nutrition guide, and quitting sugar video course, which is all normally sold for over $200. And it's for the first 150 people only, totally free if you pre-order the book. And as a heads up, I don't get anything at all by mentioning this to you, so don't worry about that. I just think it's legitimately a great deal. So I've created a short link. You can visit oldpodcast.com/yoga, and I'll take you there. And I think that's it for the intro. Let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How to Change Your Life in 2016 by Karan Bajaj of KaranBajaj.com. This is a brief snapshot of my last 3 years. 2013. Started the year as a senior director in Kraft Foods in New York. Ended the year sleeping on the floor of a yoga ashram 50 miles from Madurai in a forest in South India. 2014. Started the year as an unpublished novelist with 60 rejections. Ended the year with an international book deal with Penguin Random House. 2015. Started the year in my dream job as a chief marketing officer of a Brooklyn-based startup. Ended the year going full throttle to launch the Yoga of Max's Discontent in the US. This isn't a humble brag kind of a post. There's no straight line of success here. Rather, it's a series of starts and stops, a zigzag line of coming more and more into myself, all of it predicated by a hunger to constantly reinvent. Reinvent, build things, then tear them down, then build a new thing again, because stasis is not an option. If you aren't moving forward, you are falling back. So if you're ready to embrace a little turbulence, a lot of fear, but that weird, heady feeling of excitement in your gut, then this is your guide on how to reinvent yourself in 2016. Note, I won't tell you to exercise or meditate. You should do those every day, of course, but they are enablers to the goal, not the goal itself. Don't put all your mental energy into running a 10K race. If your goal isn't so insurmountable that it slashes your insides, then it's not a goal. So here's how to change your life. Number one, create, or prepare to create. If a man's life is measured by the extent of its impact on others, then don't push paper around. Create stuff that's going to enhance people's lives. A product, an idea, art, a book, a philosophy, a company, an agency, a new way of doing things in your job, whatever. The world will disproportionately reward the creator. It's simple supply-demand economics. 2% of people are creating art, 98% are consuming art, 2001 census. 13% of people are entrepreneurs, 87% of people work for them. 10% of executives in a company create new systems. 90% follow them. Gallup. Be in the top 2%, 10%, 13%, and get results ahead of the majority. And the results aren't just financial. You lose your sense of self, experience an instant of divinity, become truly alive when you create. Stuck for ideas? Maybe it's time for that long overdue sabbatical. And try it. You'll never regret it. Number 2, start a side hustle. I've been in marketing roles with Procter & Gamble, BCG, etc. since 2002, so I can tell you with some confidence that the last 3 to 5 years are a watershed in business history. With Facebook advertising, Instagram advertising, and continued improvement in search/AdWords, etc., you can reach the exact target audience for your passion product in incredibly cost-efficient ways. 7 years ago, when I launched my first novel, Keep Off the Grass, my only option to reach my readers was to hire an expensive PR agency that begged media outlets for coverage. This year, when I launched The Seeker in India, I reached everyone who had read similar books at a fraction of the cost. Old models are changing. Barriers to entry are crashing. The balance of power is shifting to the Davids. If you have a passion for anything, photography, writing, playing the guitar, whatever, you have no excuses anymore. Start on the side today, 2016, become excellent in 2017, and you'll start making good money off it in 2018 and quit your main gig in 2019. Work your guts out to become excellent. That's the only requirement the world is placing on you today. Number 3, read like a maniac. Work in the morning, play with your kids in the evening, do your side hustle in the night, then from 10 p.m. to midnight, read until your eyes burn. Don't read everything you can lay your hands on. Plant a seed in your mind and nurture that seed by ravaging it with the best ideas in the world. In 2015, I planted a seed in my head about creating my own independent income stream. So just like I'd done in 2013 with meditation and 2014 with writing, I read 50 plus books to nurture the idea. Here are 3 examples. Until this year, you never have found nonfiction or self-help on my bookshelf. The Millionaire Fastlane, horrible title, great book. The Art of Nonconformity, Think and Grow Rich. These are the snapshots of the blogs I follow daily. 4HourWorkWeek.com, Gary Vaynerchuk on YouTube, JamesAltucher.com. I don't know the impact of my reading. Perhaps I change 0.5% for every book I read, but that's the magic of compounding. If you're changing 0.5% each day, it's going to add up at the end of the year, and your world will transform. Number 4, shun busyness. Do you feel you are rushing too much, or your schedule is so packed already that there's no time for a side hustle? Then carefully scrutinize your day and ruthlessly eliminate the 80% of relationships that are adding less than 20% of emotional value to your life. If your stomach knots with dread but you feel you, quote, need to do something only because of social norm, then don't do it. You're not helping anyone, not yourself, not the person you're supposedly doing things for. Remember, growth equals the number of difficult conversations you're having every day. Have the tough conversations and eliminate the dross. Busyness is a choice. This year, I chose not to be, quote, busy by skipping happy hours and obligatory family events that leave me depressed. I still failed a few times and attended too many dinners I didn't want to go to. I'm going to be even stricter with my time in 2016. Number 5, become a venture capitalist monk. Your side hustle is your passion. Your day job sucks. No big deal. Don't quit and don't complain. Become a venture capitalist, a Robin Hood for your own ideas. Make money in your day job and pour it into your side projects. Take the best writing course in the world if you're an aspiring writer. Advertise your wedding photography business. Take a week off and learn filmmaking in New York. Rent store space for your cupcake shop. Don't buy houses and cars and expensive dinners in Nobu or whatever else people burn their money on. Live like a monk. Strip your life of the non-essentials and seek salvation only in nurturing your soul. Everything else is dust, as the Buddha would say. Invest in your own growth because you are the one asset that's going to appreciate year after year no matter the economic environment. Number 6, finally, train yourself to think only exceptional thoughts. Nietzsche and Viktor Frankl said it best. To live is to suffer, and your suffering is like air in a balloon. It will fill your whole heart. You can either fill your heart with mediocre thoughts like X said this and Y wronged me and my family did this, etc., or you can pause and torment yourself with bigger thoughts. Why was the world created? Does God exist? How do I live my purpose? Can I step up my side hustle? Exceptional thoughts lead to exceptional actions, and nothing less can be your goal next year. You just listened to the post titled How to Change Your Life in 2016 by Karan Bajaj of KaranBajaj.com. So there you have it. And one last time, you can get his meditation course for free along with other gifts totaling over $200 in savings if you pre-order his novel, The Yoga of Max's Discontent. You can visit oldpodcast.com/yoga to check it out and see all the bonuses, reviews of the book trailer, and more. And while you're out there on the web, if you want to support this show, you can visit oldpodcast.com and help keep this show alive by becoming a patron of the show. You can contribute any amount you like, and I'd be super grateful for that, and you'll definitely hear from me if you do. The few supporters that I have now help pay for the website, the mailing list service, and hosting all 128 of these MP3s, not including Optimal Finance Daily's MP3s too. So again, you can visit oldpodcast.com for all of that. And that's it. Have a great weekend, and I'll catch you tomorrow for Sivers Sunday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.